American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 2C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2C. Look at Figure 1. First, listen to the explanation. Then, repeat the example.
Number 1. We use the simple past tense if an activity or situation began and ended at a particular time in the past. Repeat. Jan made a suggestion to her boss yesterday. Number 2. We use the present perfect tense when the activity or situation began and ended at an indefinite time in the past. Repeat. She has made many suggestions in the past. Number 3. The present perfect tense is also used when the activity or situation began in the past and continues to the present. Repeat. She's made suggestions since she started working here.
Please go to Figure 2. Look at the verbs printed in boldface. Notice that have and has are used with the present perfect tense. Now, look at the other boldface words and phrases. They indicate when the activity or situation occurred. Now, repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Anne dealt with the problem calmly. She's dealt with similar problems in the past. Number 2. The major approved my request. He's never approved one of my requests before. Number 3. I dreaded going to the dentist yesterday. I've dreaded going to the dentist all my life. Number 4. We ate at a small French restaurant last night. We've eaten there many times. Number 5. Have you made your airline reservations yet? Yes. I made them last week. Number 6. Has your son graduated from high school? Yes, he graduated a year ago.
Now look at Figure 3. Listen to a question. Then select the correct answer.
Number 1. When did Jim take the test? Number 2. How long have you been here? Number 3. Have they already eaten? Number 4. How long was she gone? Number 5. Have you lived there long? Number 6. When did Bill join the army? Number 7. Has Anne found a job yet? Number 8. Have you ever been to France? Number 9. How long have you known the major? Number 10. Did you go to the gym at noon?
Listen to the questions again and check your answers.
Number 1. When did Jim take the test? The answer is A. Jim took the test on Friday. Number 2. How long have you been here? The answer is B. I've been here for an hour. Number 3. Have they already eaten? The answer is A. No, they haven't eaten yet. Number 4. How long was she gone? The answer is A. She was gone a month. Number 5. Have you lived there long? The answer is B. Yes, I've lived there the past 10 years. Number 6. When did Bill join the Army? The answer is B. Bill joined the Army after he graduated. Number 7. Has Anne found a job yet? The answer is A. Yes, she found one just last week. Number 8. Have you ever been to France? The answer is B. No, I've never been to France before. Number 9. How long have you known the major? The answer is A. I've known the major since I was a cadet at the academy. Number 10. Did you go to the gym at noon? The answer is A. No, I went there after work.
Please go to Figure 4. Look at the pairs of words. The first word in each pair is a noun that names something. When the suffix O-U-S is added to the noun, it becomes an adjective that describes something. Listen and repeat the words.
Number 1. Advantage, advantageous. Number 2. Ceremony, ceremonious. Number 3. Danger, dangerous. Number 4. Error, erroneous. Number 5. Fame, famous. Number 6. Gas, gaseous. Number 7. Humor, humorous. Number 8. Mountain, mountainous. Number 9. Nerve, nervous. Number 10. Poison, poisonous.
Look at Figure 5. Listen to a sentence, then write the O-U-S adjective in the blank.
Number 1. Does the medicine affect your nerves? Number 2. Is this substance a poison? Number 3. Were you in any danger? Number 4. Was there a lot of ceremony involved? Number 5. The article was full of humor. Number 6. Has the liquid become a gas? Number 7. Does the offer have any advantages? Number 8. It must be hard to win fame as an actor. Number 9. Was there an error in his answer? Number 10. Switzerland is full of mountains.
Listen and check your answers. Then, listen to the question again and repeat the answer. You can look at figure 4 to check your spelling.
Number 1 is nervous. Listen. Does the medicine affect your nerves? Repeat. Yes, it makes me very nervous. Number 2 is poisonous. Listen. Is this substance a poison? Repeat. Yes, it's poisonous. Don't touch it. Number 3 is dangerous. Listen. Were you in any danger? Repeat. No, it wasn't a dangerous situation. Number 4 is ceremonious. Listen. Was there a lot of ceremony involved? Repeat. Yes, it was a very ceremonious occasion. Number 5 is humorous. Listen. The article was full of humor. Repeat. It was an extremely humorous article. Number 6 is gaseous. Listen. Has the liquid become a gas? Repeat. No, it hasn't reached a gaseous state yet. Number 7 is advantageous. Listen. Does the offer have any advantages? Repeat. Yes, it's a very advantageous offer. Number 8 is famous. Listen. It must be hard to win fame as an actor. Repeat. Few actors ever become very famous. Number 9 is erroneous. Listen. Was there an error in his answer? Repeat. Yes, it was an erroneous answer. Number 10 is mountainous. Listen. Switzerland is full of mountains. Repeat. It's a very mountainous country.
Now go to figure 6. Look at the bold-faced expressions in the dialogue. These are some of the ways that we can ask for an opinion or give one of our own. Listen and repeat the expressions.
What's your opinion? I think. I'd say. It seems to me. Don't you think? If you ask me.
Now, repeat the dialogue.
What's your opinion of world news?
I think it's a fine magazine.
How do you feel about National Report?
I'd say it's good, too. Why do you ask?
I'm trying to decide which news magazine to subscribe to. What do you think of this week?
It's all right. It seems to me, though, that News Now is the best one to take.
Really? Don't you think it's kind of expensive?
Yes, but if you ask me, it's worth the extra money.
Look at figure 7. Listen to the question, then select the best answer.
Number 1. How do you feel about the plan to raise our salaries? Number 2. What's your opinion of the editorial in today's paper? Number 3. Didn't you think the homework assignment was easy? Number 4. Tell me what you think of John's decision to resign. Number 5. Wouldn't you say the captain's a good instructor? Number 6. What do you think of the team's chances of winning?
Now, check your answers.
Number 1 is A. I think it's an excellent idea. Number 2 is B. It seems to me that it's well written. Number 3 is A. No, I felt that it was too hard. Number 4 is B. In my opinion, he's making a big mistake. Number 5 is C. Yes, I'd say that he's one of the best. Number 6 is A. It's my feeling that we will.
Look at figure 8. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat. As you listen, notice that the letters in parentheses are not pronounced. Number 1.
Did you ask his opinion?
No, I don't know what he thinks.
Number 2.
Have they talked to her recently?
Yes, she called them last night.
Number 3.
Does she know he's leaving?
No, he hasn't told her yet.
Number 4.
Did he notify the police?
Yes, he called them right away.
Number 5.
Why did she lend him her book?
He needed it to study for his test.
Listen to the dialogues again. Then, repeat them. Remember not to say the letters in parentheses. Number 1.
Did you ask his opinion?
No, I don't know what he thinks.
Number 2.
Have they talked to her recently?
Yes, she called them last night.
Number 3.
Does she know he's leaving?
No, he hasn't told her yet.
Number 4.
Did he notify the police?
Yes, he called them right away.
Number 5.
Why did she lend him her book?
He needed it to study for his test.
Look at figure 9. Listen to the sentence. Then, select the sentence that you heard and circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. Where did he go? Number 2. I owe her $10. Number 3. That isn't his car. Number 4. What did he say? Number 5. What's her address? Number 6. We met him there.
Now check your answers. Then repeat the sentence.
Number 1 is C. Repeat. Where did he go? Number 2 is B. Repeat. I owe her $10. Number 3 is C. Repeat. That isn't his car. Number 4 is B. Repeat. What did he say? Number 5 is A. Repeat. What's her address? Number 6 is B. Repeat. We met in there.
Look at figure 10 now. Notice the words in boldface. These are prepositions that indicate time. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Harry will be home by Monday. Number 2. He hasn't been home since May 1st. Number 3. He's been away for 3 months. Number 4. The class is held from 9 to 11:30. Number 5. One student fell asleep during class. Number 6. He was awake again within 60 seconds. Number 7. Jan's plane will leave in an hour. Number 8. She ate lunch before the flight. Number 9. She'll eat dinner after the meeting. Number 10. The meeting will be held on Monday. Number 11. The program starts at 8 o'clock. Number 12. It may last until noon.
Look at figure 11. Listen to the question and select the best answer. Circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. When do you have to leave? Number 2. How long has she been working here? Number 3. When will this class be over? Number 4. When does the fall semester start? Number 5. How late is this store open? Number 6. When did you go to the post office? Number 7. How soon can you be here? Number 8. How long has he been studying?
Check your answers.
Number 1 is A, at midnight. Number 2 is B, for 6 years. Number 3 is A, in 15 minutes. Number 4 is B, on August 28th. Number 5 is B, until 9 o'clock. Number 6 is C, during the long break. Number 7 is C, within an hour. Number 8 is A, since 4 o'clock this afternoon.
This is the end of tape 2C, book 26.